Now, Preston, like Rob, you also make your own lines. I think that's one thing a lot of people don't understand. The new players, where they look at it like, well, Vegas has this and all the money's going here, and they think Vegas is the be-all, end-all for a spread. But what you're doing, Preston, explain to people a little bit, and I know, Rob, you do the same thing, so kind of be talking for both of you. You know, you're making your lines. What goes into that? And then how much does a line need to be off before you'll fire on?
Sure. So it's going to be really different, I think, for like baseball versus basketball. It's really easy if you're, say, true line or the number that your model in math equations, as Rob put it, projects, say, a dog you project that's plus 180 to be more like 150. So you're going to be betting plus 180 and you can actually, you know, mathematically figure out, okay, that 30 cents of value is worth this bet, you know, X big. And then you go from there. With basketball, for me, you know, on a spread, on a total, it's going to vary a little bit depending on what those are. But for a spread, if I can get like 2 points of value, like an entire basket in an NBA game, especially a playoff game, where the totals are probably generally lower than they were all regular season, and you can expect max effort from everyone, you know, in general, you know, that's going to be enough for me to bank a bet. For a total, maybe want at least 3 points, having four sometimes better. So it's pretty much the math that drives it, though, because, you know, if you only have a 1 point edge, for example, on a total, you can, it's similar to like a baseball thing where if you have plus 180 and plus 150, you can see the math and the discrepancy there and know that that's going to pay off long term, you know, despite the vig. But in basketball, you have to lay minus 110 to bet a total. Well, 1 point advantage long term in a vacuum isn't going to cover the minus 110 vig that you have to be overcoming to be profitable long term. So in a total, for me, I want at least a 3 point, discrepancy from my number and the one in market. And obviously, the more the merrier, and you bet accordingly.